Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Vav, mitzvah 496, as we have the second mitzvah relating to the koach of the Rabbanan to make laws and our obligation to listen to them. Yesterday was the mitzvah Saseh, V'yasisa Api Hadavar She'agidu Lecha Min HaMakom Ahu, She'yivchar Hashem, and today, and it repeats it twice, and today's mitzvah is the famous mitzvah of Lo Sasur, not turning away from what the rabbis teach us. As we mentioned yesterday, two very important machlokos. Number one, which rabbis does this apply to? The Rambam and other Rishonim say maybe it only applies to the Bezalel Gadol on a Daraisa level, while all other Batei Dinim throughout history are Derabanan. While the Sefer HaChinuch himself says, no, it applies to every Rav, every Bezdin in every generation. Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. Number one. Number two, the other machlokas is content-wise, which halachos, which Dinim does it apply to? And we have the Mashita of the Ramban. It only applies to mitzvahs Daraisa and the interpretation and the explanation of them and the darshaning of them. And the Rambam said, no, even Derabanans, even Minhagim, if anybody violates what the Koach HaRabanan tell us to do, so that would be a violation. Again, a lot of topics that relate to this. We'll try to mention a number of them today. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, we are commanded not to reject or go against the Baalei Kabbalah, umi l'shanos es divrehem, and change from their words, v'latzeis bi mitzvasam, and to go against what they say, b'chol inyan yatorah, anything it says, lo sasam, and adam she'agidu l'cha, do not turn right or left, zu mitzvah daseh. We'll have to get back to that lashon mesrim in a few minutes. But first, let's read this paragraph, yishor she'ah mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the message? So this, we did not talk about yesterday. What's the message of having to follow the Rabbanan? Why can't everybody determine on their own? As we know, everybody has a brain, everybody has a way of thinking, so let every person determine the interpretation of the halacha and the Torah for themselves. Says the Chinuch, no, that's impossible. Lefi she'deos b'nei adam chalukin zeh mizeh. Because everybody thinks differently. Lo yishtavu lo'olam harbi deos b'dvarim. And nobody will ever think alike. The Yodea Adon HaKol Baruch Hu Hashem knows. She lutia kavanas ksuve hatorah misura. Be'a kol echad ve'echad b'nei adam. Ish kefi sichlo. If everybody would have their own way of interpreting and be allowed to explain the Torah in their own way, Yifarish kol echad mehem divrei haTorah kfi svaraso, will explain the Torah. Everybody will defend the Torah according to their own reasoning. V'yarbe machlokas b'yisrael b'mashmos ha-mitzvahs. Hashem wants one nation. Hashem doesn't want millions of nations. And all Jews think differently from each other. And there'll be tremendous machlokas v'teyaseh haTorah kakamatoros kinyan shekasafti, as I already said back in Parshas Mishpatim and Kesef Talveh. Al kein elokeinu shu adon kol hachachmos. That's why Hashem says, I will give you some flexibility. The Rabbanan could have the power, but not everybody. And you have to listen to the Rabbanan in order to keep the nation together. Hishlim Torasenu Toras Emes ima mitzvah hazosh tzivanu l'snaigba al pi apirush hamiti amakuba l'chachameinu akadmonim aleim hashalom. How they figure it out, they will figure out the Emes. Ubechol dar vador gamkein shenishma el hachachamim hanimsaim shekiblu divrehem v'shasu mayim misafreim v'yagu kama yegios bayamim v'leilos. And they sweated days and nights and months and years. L'havin omek milayim uplios deosayim. Wasn't somebody just did it on the surface? They spent nights and years and decades figuring out what the Torah says and what the Torah wants. And that type of chacham is one that is included, right? That's the only one that we say lo sasur, do not turn away against. And regarding that, that's the Medrash in the Sifri that Rashi quotes also, lo sasur yamin yaminu small, afilu yomer l'cha yamin shu small v'asmol shu yamin. Even left is right is left, lo sasur mi mitzvasa. Klomar, what does that mean? Sha'afilu yiyu heim toim b'tav rechem et advarim. Even if, says the Chinuch, they might make a mistake. Nobody's perfect. We do not believe in rabbinic infallibility. Again, we're not going to get into it, but that's the major topic that's known today as Da'as Torah. Right, what does that mean? How much is included in that topic? What does one have to ask a Rav for? Does one ask a Rav even non-Torah topics and questions? Again, that's not for now, but either way, that's what this is saying. We believe 100% that there's nobody that is perfect. Shafilu, even if they make a mistake, though, ain't roi lono lachok aleim avonasa kuta usam. If it's a Bez Din HaGadol, if it's a certain caliber, so then we follow them even if they might be mistaken. V'tov lispol tos echav yuakol misurim tachas daitam atov tamid. Better to follow them and a million times they'll be right, even if one time they won't be. V'lo shiyasa kol echav echav kifidaitam. It's better than everybody doing whatever they want all the time. All right, this is the language of the Medrash. Afilo yamin shu small v'asmol shu yamin, and the Rashi quotes that. And the Ramban says, don't take it so literally. it doesn't mean that they actually make a mistake. Maybe that's what it means, that according to the Chinuch. But the Ramban says, no, even if you think that they're making a mistake. The inyano, afilu tachshov belibcha, shem toim ba'adavar pashut be'inecha kasher ato yodeya be'yimincha l'smalcha, just like you know for the difference between your right and your left, and you think it's so simple, ta'aseh kemitzvah sam. Follow them, val tomar, and don't say, eich ochel achilav hagamor hazeh, o ero ka'ish anaki hazeh. How could I do this? Avot tomar kach tzivo si adon ha-mitzaveh ala mitzvahs. The mitzaveh told me that this is one of the mitzvahs. V'al mashmos daitam nasan li'atorah afilu yitu. Even if they might make a mistake, like the story of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, like we spoke about yesterday. And this is a way to prevent the machlokes, ki al das shalahem unosin lem ha-torah. Even if it appears in my mind, again, he says, again, afilu yubei necha kemachlev hayamin bismol. So that is something that has to be understood, right? So it saves the nation by having everyone subject to one group. That's why also the Mesillas Yesharim writes, why Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, why the Gemara rejects Beis Shammai more than any other das that is rejected. Why? Because there it's a group. If it's one person rejected, one person, okay, you pass it one way. What would happen if somebody else follows the other person? Okay. But if you have a whole group of people following, so that could lead to terrible circumstances. That could lead to two Torahs. That also is similar, if you want to look in the Hakdama of the Darkei Moshe, with the Darkei Moshe, the Rama writes that when he was writing his own Shulchan Aruch. And right as he was writing it, he found out that the Shulchan Aruch wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama says to himself, I have a choice. I can either write my own Shulchan Aruch, and then there'll be two Shulchan Aruchs for the Jewish people, or I'll use his, and I'll just be Mosif the Ha'aris and the Hagos when the Ashkenazic custom is different. He chose the latter, out of a tremendous sense of humility, but also out of a sense of trying to keep the Jewish people together. Right? That's the Mesillas Yesharim, and that is the Rama in the Hakdama to the Darkei Moshe. An important Ha'ara related to this, though, is the line that the Chinuch said, and that is, which type of Bezdin, which type of Rav are we talking about here? Ones that were Yagu Kama Yagiot Bayamum Valelos, ones that sweated and schwitzed and worked and dedicated themselves. That's a very important line. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has this line. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, where he discusses in the first paragraph, who am I to write this Sefer? You know, it's not, I'm not so great. I don't know why people ask me questions. This is just something that is done, and therefore I have to answer their questions. Says Rav Moshe, but even if I'm wrong, I know I'm doing my best. Because that's the principle of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. That's where Moshe has his distinction between Emes LaHora'ah and Emes LaAmita, that there's a level of truth as long as one goes through the proper process. And that's why he has a similar line to what the Sefer Chinuch says here. The line is, if somebody goes through Shenira lachacham acharei she'ien karaui levarer ha'halacha b'shas uvaposkim kefi kocho b'kovid rosh ubeyira me'Hashem yizbarach, he's in it l'shem shemayim, and he's in it, he does the proper commitment and learns and yira shemayim and kovid rosh, that's when they're able to express an opinion, and that's when lo sasser might apply. Korach, as an example, did not do this. I Korach also, why couldn't he have an opinion? Right, Elu ve'Elu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. Why can Korach have an opinion? Rav Soloveitchik writes, and is one of his articles called "The Common Sense Rebellion," in one of the volumes of Reflections of the Rav, he says no, because Korach did not have this element of Yagu Kama Yigias Vayamim Valelos and Rav Moshe Kovid Rosh and Yirmei Hashem Yisparach. No, he was a smart man, but he did not have this attitude towards Torah learning. Rav Soloveitchik says, amazingly, Korach would not have dared to interfere with Bezalel's architectural and engineering expertise in the construction of the Mishkan, because construction skills were clearly beyond his competence. Today, reasonable people concede the authority of mathematicians, physicists, and physicians in their areas of expertise, and would not think of challenging them merely on the basis of common sense. But, says Rav Soloveitchik, there are many today that act like Korach. Why then are so many well-intentioned people ready to question the authority of the Torah scholar, the Lamdan, in his area of specialized knowledge? Nobody would question the doctor, the lawyer, any professional. But all of a sudden we think, I think the rabbis were wrong here. And I think this, I think that. No, we have to realize that there are experts that we're talking about, and we have to go through the process in order to become an expert. And nobody tries to become an expert. Memelo, Rav Moshe Feinstein, didn't go out and say, I'm going to become the Posek Ador. Right, he did his thing, and then Memela, he became the Posek Ador. That is relating to, again, Lo Sasser. And then the Sefer Chinuch quotes the famous Gemara in Bamitzia called Tanur Shalachnoi. Right, this that I have awakened you, my son. I'll explain the Gemara, where Abelazar and the Chachamim were having many a very serious argument relating to Tum and Tara, and the Chachamim said Tame, and Abelazar said Tar, and he said, the tree will prove that I'm right, and the river will prove that I'm right, and the walls of the Beis Medrash, and finally Abasco goes out and says, Alacha like Abelazar, and Yeshua stands up on the chair and says, sorry, lo bashamayimi, that's not what we paskin. What does that Gemara emphasize? Again, many messages, but one explains that Sefer Chinuch is the koach of the Rabbanan in our day to come to decisions. And it doesn't matter if the basko goes out from Shamayim. It doesn't matter. We follow Acherav Mahatos, we follow the decisions that we made, and therefore if we decide that it should be Tameh, then it's Tameh, even if a basko goes out and says Tahar. Tosfos there on that Gemara, in Bamatzia Dafnan Tes, just asks a question about, if we don't go like baskols, why do we go like the other baskol? Erev in Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for 3 years, and after the 3 years, a basko goes out and says, Elu be'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, v'halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. Says Tosfos and Babitzia, so why would we follow that Paschal and not this Paschal by Rabbi Elazar? Tosfos has two answers. Number one, says Tosfos, because the Paschal here at Babitzia was just a Paschal to cover Rabbi Elazar. Hashem didn't want to embarrass him. Rabbi Elazar kind of forced God's hand. Heaven's going to prove that I'm right. Hashem didn't want to really do it, but he did it. Look, cover Rabbi Elazar. So that wasn't a real Paschal. Or the other answer given is that no. A Paschal is followed if it goes with the majority, not if it goes against the majority. So Beis Hillel was Rove over Beis Shammai. That's why we follow that basko. But Rabbi Elazar was the Yachid as compared to the other Chachamim, and therefore we don't follow that basko. But either way, that's a Gemara that highlights the koach of the Rabbanan. Midini HaMitzvah continues the Sefer Chinuch now. Some of the halachas of this mitzvah is specifically related to the topic called Zakein Mamre, one of the Sanhedrin that paskins and gets outvoted by the rest of the Sanhedrin Agadol, and he steals, and he refuses to relinquish his opinion, and he goes and he tells people to follow his opinion, even though the Bezan Agadol outvoted him, says the Sefer Achinach, Midini HaMitzvah, some of the Mashar Mizachorim Lavracha, Sha'afa Bisha over al Masha Pirsha Chachavim, Bedivrei Torah, over al Lav Zedol HaSasser, even though, as I said before, that even if you violate any Bezin in any generation, you violate this Isser, the Chi of Mises, only by what we call a Zakein Mamre. What's that? What is a Zakein Mamre? So a couple of ingredients. Number one, he has to argue on the Beis Din HaGadol. Number one. Number two, he has to be a member of the Beis Din HaGadol, who is Sasamuch, the Yachlok Aleim Bedavar, Shazonokaris, Shagasochatas. And he has to argue on them regarding something very serious. The Yor Lasos Korah. So, and he has to, after being outvoted, paskin like his opinion, or act based on his opinion. O Yasehu Maisal Pio Rosso, Shemar Shayasav Azadon. Even if he thinks that the rest of the Chachamim are all wrong, still he must back down and he has to say, okay. Just like a Yachid has the halacha, afilo al yamin shehu smol, even if I think they're wrong, I have to capitulate and make sure that I follow them if I'm outvoted. So too, this is the halacha by a Zakein Mamre, even if he thinks they're all wrong. The Ramban in Parshas Kisetze links this Zakein Mamre to three other mitzvos. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Daf Peites that there are four people that need announcements when they are put to death. Dalet Srichan Achraza. So that B'nai Yisrael see that this person is being put to death, and V'chol Yisrael Yishuv V'yiro, and they will have fear instilled in them. Says the Ramban, what do these four people have in common? In Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, in Parshas Kisetze, these four people are not, if you look at their specific case, you might be able to come up with a svara for them not to be put to death. So each of them are being put to death partially because of their actions, but also partially because the Am needs to know the lesson of their actions. That they, per se, they are not worthy of death, but their actions, in a more general sense, undermine a certain system. Who are those four people? Number one, Zakein Mamre, as we're talking about. That even though he's L'Shem Shamayim, but still, he's undermining the system. And therefore, you have to give in. Number two, Betzara Mora, that's the Nidon Al Shem Sofo, even though he didn't do anything yet, but he's undermining and destroying the youth. Number three, Adim Zomamin, Kasha Zomam Velo Kasha Asa, right? If he's successful, then he's off, right? That's the major question that is dealt with in the Sugis and Makas and elsewhere. And the fourth was Mesis. Mesis, somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah, even if they are not successful, even if they just try to get the other person to commit Avodah Zarah, still They are, those four people, Mesis, and Adam Zomerman, and Zakin Mamre, and Metzora Mora, those are the Dalash, Shesrichet Achraza, and all those four, per se, aren't punished for their actions, but they're punished for what they represent in society. Either way, this is the Koach of the Rabbanan. There's many different Kochos that the Rabbanan have. Obviously, they have power to interpret the Torah. They have power to make takanos. They have power to make zeros. They sometimes even have power to knock out a mitzvah. Knock out a mitzvah. Don't blow shofar when it falls on Shabbos v'chulu, and for this certain period of time. It's an amazing koach. The Rambam gives the mashal in Hilchos Mamrim. In Perek Beis, yesh lebezin la'akar afdvarim elufisha avabishu katan min harishonim. They can knock it out. Even though they can't knock something out permanently. That's the Taz and Ilchus Rosh Hashanah, as quoted by many, where the Rabbanan do not have the power to go against the Beferish Pasuk in Chumash. So when the Rabbanan say that you can't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, it says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you blow it on Rosh Hashanah when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. That's not knocking out a mitzvah. The Torah says something explicitly lahetu, the Rabbanan can't aser it forever. But on a temporary basis, they can, or partially they can. They can knock out a mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah slo saseh, for the need of the tzibor. And then the Rambam gives the mashal. Kishem sha'arofei chotech yado raglo shel zeh. Just like a doctor sometimes needs to amputate. Kidei she'yichye kulo, so that the whole body continues to live. You must remove a limb. Kach bezdin morin bizman min azmanim. So too bezdin sometimes have to paskin la'avar al mixas mitzvahs lefi sha'ah. Kidei she'yizkai mukulan. Sometimes you have to knock out some mitzvahs so that the entire system stays. Kederach sha'amru chachamim arishonim. Chalel lav Shabbos achas. Kidei like Chazal say, saving a life, be mechala one Shabbos, so that this person can keep many Shabbosos. Knock out one mitzvah temporarily, so that the rest of the system could stay true. So that's also the power of what the Rabbanan have. Then there's a separate principle that comes up two places in Shas, and many other times in the Rishonim, called Masra HaKasiv LeChachamim. That the Chachamim were given over power. What does that principle mean? That means the Rabbanan always interpret the Torah. But there are some areas of halacha where they themselves create the rules. The Torah didn't say anything. Or the Torah left it open for the Rabbanan to create the rules. Not just to try to figure out and interpret what the Torah meant to say. But they create the rules, right? This is said in two contexts, in the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, in the context of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. What malachas are mutar and chalamoid, and what malachas are asr, says the Gemara, lo masr nakasav elo lechachamim, lo mar lecha, eze yom asr ve'eze yom mutar, eze malacha asura ve'eze malacha mutaris. That's the principle of masr nakasav lechachamim. The other context where it's quoted is in Bechoros, and Daf Chavav Mabez, where it discusses there a Yisrael who has a firstborn animal. He keeps it for a certain amount of time to make sure it gets big enough and is healthy, and then gives it to the Kohen. How do we know how long he has to keep it? Masr nakasav. That's the two places in Shas. But there are many other places that Chazal, that the Rishonim, use this principle. Tosfos there, Tosfos by Malacha Chol HaMoed, discusses, how could it be that there are five heterim on Chol HaMoed if there's an Isser Malacha? There's Davar Ha'avid, and Ein Lo Mayochal, and Meleches Hedyot. So explains Tosfos. Some Rishonim say that this proves that Malacha Chol HaMoed is Aser Bidur Rabbanan. But Tosfos says, no, it could even be Aser Daraisa. And Masra Kasav Chachamim, they made the rules. Or the Ran and Yuma discusses that we know eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is Asa Daraisa. What about the other Inuyim? So some Rishonim say, well, the fact that there are some Heterim for a Kala and for a Melech, it must be the Rasa Darabanan. The Ran there says no. In the last parak of Yuma, it says no, Masra Kasav Chachamim. The Chachamim are able to create the rules for this Isser, these Isurim Daraisa. The Ran also says it in the context of a Psule Hadar in Sukkah, and just one final context, and that is a discussion in the Beis Yosef in Yaradeya, it's in Kufayin Ches, in the context of Uvechuko Seyam Lo Seylechu, walking in the ways of the non-Jews. What is considered Vechuziyam Lo Seylechu? The Beis Yosef discusses the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Gimel, where there was a certain Jew that got a haircut. A certain type of haircut that was a non-Jewish type of haircut because he's Karav L'Malchus and he's working in the government. And the question of the Beis Yosef says, how could he do that? Chukoseyam Lo Seylechu, the answer is, this is one of those Masra HaKasiv L'Chachamim. So that's an important, crucial principle, again, relating to the different powers that the Rabbanan have. Also related to this is that different stages of our Mesorah, the Rabbanan had different powers. Obviously, Chazal had certain power that nobody has afterwards. That means up till Stimas HaGemara, up till Ravina and Ravashi. The language of the Gemara B'Metzia is Ravina V'Ravashi Sof Hora'a. That is the end of the Gemara. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, one is not allowed to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Chaf Hei, the Ramah says, Dimnira... If a judge comes to the decision that all the poskim earlier are wrong, generally that won't come up. But let's say Moshe Feinstein decides that he thinks the Chassam Sofer and Kivager and others didn't have it correctly. He's allowed to. Since it was not mentioned in the Gemara, meaning Mashma from the Ramah, that if it's in the Gemara, you can't argue. The Gra, right there, in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Chafei, the Ala Gemara, Ein Rishus Lahosif Alo Lagroa. You can't be add or take away from the Gemara, Kolshkin Lachlok, surely, you can't argue. As it says in Perek HaPoalim, Ravina V'Ravashi, Sof Hora. So at the end of the Gemara, that was surely a stage of the Misora, in terms of Los Asur. It could be that the Tanam were also a stage. Most Achronim assume that every Daf and Shas, when we ask on an Amora from a Mishnah, from a Braisa, that's because the Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. That was a certain stage of the Misora, and they can't argue. There's a minority, there's Reb Chaim, quoted in the Kovet Shiurim, and Reb Elchanan in Baal Basra, Simit Tafer Shlama Gimel, where Reb Chaim holds that no, Maker didn't, they could, they just wouldn't. They wouldn't, but they could. And there's an unclear Kesef Mishnah also in the beginning of the second parak of Ilchas Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah uses a lashon of, they accepted on themselves not to argue. So does that mean they couldn't argue? Or they just accepted not to argue? So either way, this is an important discussion about Lo Sussur, different stages of the Mesorah. Remember, the Sefer Chinuch holds, in every stage, even Bizman Hazeh, we have the concept of Lo Sussur. Continuing now, just at the end, V'noheges Mitzvah Zu, this Mitzvah of Zakein Mamre specifically only applies to somebody, remember the Sanhedrin, but it applies to all of us, not in the Zakein Mamre context. Ulin Yinchiyav Aleinu L'Shuvah L'Divrei Chachameinu Kadmonim V'Yal Gedoleinu B'Chachmas HaTorah V'Shofteinu Shebedareinu Noheges B'Chol Zmakom U'B'Chol Zman B'Zacharim U'B'Nekevos. Those are the two mitzvahs that we have relating to the power of the Rabbanan. Coming up next are the mitzvahs right now that we'll have to get into that is relating to a king. Mitzvah Minui Melech and the Yisurim and the mitzvahs that relate to a king. Okay, we'll stop here.